Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we just spoke with columnist Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times about Occupy Wall Street protests and where they may go from here. This is something that you have a lot to say about, not to mention all of your responses on whether or not it was okay for police to clear the protesters out of Zuccotti Park.
Hi, this is Brad in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd like to say that I think that what happened with those guys being moved out of the park is pretty ridiculous whenever they cited the reasons for it. If there was really a problem with sanitation or with public safety, I think it could have been dealt with in other ways, especially since we haven't really heard about any problems in the park.
Although you guys are certainly divided over this issue, many of you thought that it was about time for them to get the protesters out.
Yeah, this is Rich from Kearny, New Jersey. These people are destroying this park. This urine smell all over the area. These are a bunch of rabble out here that's causing trouble.
Although this argument that the issue was really about sanitation didn't convince most of you.
My name is Dan, and I'm calling from Sunny Isles Beach, Florida. It's no surprise that Mayor Bloomberg of New York is throwing the Occupy protesters out of the park. After all, Mayor Bloomberg is one of the 1%. Not the 99%.
Although, if you believe Nick Kristof, Michael Bloomberg may be a secret Occupy Wall Streeter, since Nick Kristof believes he's actually revived the movement. What do you think? There's lots of different thoughts out there. We want to get yours. 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always post your comment at thetakeaway.org. Either way you do it, keep the conversation going.